In the past, PG&E has waited until daybreak before crews could begin inspecting equipment in power shutoff areas. But this time around, the utility plans to work with other agencies to do those inspections at night as well.
So we'd be able to use infrared technology and high definition technology, which would allow our crews to potentially start inspections at night in areas where it's safe.
PG&E spokesperson Megan McFarland says the faster inspections are done, the sooner power can be restored. She says they are also working to improve communication with elderly or disabled customers who might be affected by power shutoffs.
If we can't get a hold of those customers, we actually send employees to knock on their doors and make sure that they're aware so that they have as much time as possible to prepare for being without power.
The utility is also reinforcing its website and call centers to handle a much higher volume of visitors. You may remember during the last round of outages, PG&E.com was unreliable because of the sheer number of people trying to get information. Matt Bigler, KCBS.